So there I was in the trunk. I felt the car pull into the garage, hearing the garage door open. And they grabbed my leash and pulled me out of the trunk. Made me crawl on all fours into my own house. "Show me your toys, Auntie Jay," my nephew chided. I led them upstairs to my closet, where I have a big chest and a duffel bag. He said, "I heard you on the Sibian the other night. I know you have one. Show me where it is." I point to the duffel bag in the corner, and he picks it up and goes, "Yes, this is what I wanted." He leads me downstairs by the leash and sets up the Sibian in the corner of the room, pulls a big mirror right in front of it and has me mount it and look at myself. "Do you like your new look, Auntie Jay? Do you like being dressed up in a maid uniform and mounted on a Sibian for your nephew and his friend's amusement?" I whimpered a bit and continued to ride, trying not to give him the satisfaction of being upset. I looked over at Eric, and he's just standing there watching. Starts to walk around the room, Johnny does. And it's kind of talking to himself a little bit about how he's going to get ready for my husband. I leave the, or he leaves the room and brings back a duffel bag with padlocks, heavy chains. And he tells Eric to go watch me while he goes and gets everything ready for our special project. He's doing something with chains and a chair in the corner, and Eric comes over and starts gently stroking my thighs and groping my breasts. Eric whispers in my ear, "If you were mine, I'd be fucking you every day." I look up at him with sexy eyes and I wink. He looks to the area of the house where Johnny's working out of earshot and leans in conspiratorially. "I won't be as mean as Johnny, and I won't share you with anyone. You'll be mine." I whisper, "Would you? Please? I mean, you've seen what he does to me. If it was just sex, I'd be fine. If you can get the blackmail evidence, then I'll be yours." Eric nods. "I know where he keeps the files. Give me your husband's number." I recite my husband's phone number. Eric seems to be texting him as Johnny walks back into the room with his usual grin. Eric hides the phone and gives me one last look before going over to help him drag in a metal chair that he's been attaching chains to. I stare at the chair and realize that's meant for my husband. Heavy chains are ready to capture whoever sits in it. A thick dildo from my collection sits in the middle, obviously meant to impale the victim. A handful of electrical pads are neatly taped on the sides. Almost a dozen that could be used on someone. Johnny laughs at my reaction and asks, "Do you think your husband will enjoy his new chair?" There's a metal chastity cage that has a blinking light on the side that I recognize as the same blinking light that's on my electrical collar. "Remember, Auntie, from now on, your body belongs to me. This will make sure your husband only gets access to it when I decide." Eric looked over at the chair and tried not to look nervous. I can tell he's terrified. It'll be him in that chair one day. Johnny unstraps me from the Sibian and tells me to get ready to meet my husband. He has me pour he and Eric drinks while they sit in the living room. The chair sits ominous in the corner, like the monster under the bed come to life. I stand at attention like a maid as Eric and he chat about what they're going to do with their slave couple. He hands Eric the remote to my shock collar and pull a matching one out of the bag that he brought in. And I realize he's gonna put that on my husband. Is there anything else I can get for you guys? I mean, are you hungry? Johnny looks surprised. Eric, go with her. Get a few snacks from the kitchen. I'll wait for our last party attendee. We walk into the kitchen and we hear my husband enter. I look at Eric, panicked. Where is the blackmail stuff? He whispers back. It's on his phone and backed up to his Dropbox account. We have to get the password from him. Johnny greets my husband and has him take a seat on the couch. Auntie Jay, come bring another drink out and let's explain the situation to your husband. Help me lock him in the chair and I'll protect you, I whisper to Eric. Eric nods. Your husband and I grab him and put the collar on him, and we drag him into the chair. I set the tray of drinks down. My husband stares at me. You see him turn beet red with anger. Kneel down, Auntie, he taunts me. I kneel down. Here are the rules. Your wife is my property. And if you don't want to see her in jail or pimped out, you will also do what I say. Isn't that right, Auntie Jay? I look at the floor. From now on, your wife is mine. Unless I say you are no longer allowed to have sex with her, touch her tits, ass, or cunt. I show him the chastity cage and the collar. You'll also wear these to make sure that I can remind you of the place if I feel the need, Johnny says. I'm terrified at what's happening and the fact that my husband will soon be bound and helpless unless Eric actually helps me. He orders my husband to strip and sit in the chair. My husband takes his clothes off, but he's stalling for a time. Johnny walks closer to him, the collar in his hand, ready to be locked around his neck. I lunge at the collar and try to use my weight to snatch it from his hands. Johnny stumbles with a surprised look on his face, and Eric and he both tackle him and pin him to the ground as I wrestle the collar away from his hand. I snap the collar around Johnny's neck. Get him in the chair, boys. We have some work to do. His eyes go wide at the realization that he's wearing the collar. He looked up at me, still pinned to the ground. You bitch! You know what's going to happen to you? I smile. And do you know what's going to happen to you? My smile silences him, and with a dread, he slides his gaze to the chair that he had prepared for my husband. I nod slowly. He struggles and fights as they drag him towards the chair. He threatens me again, but the words stop as I shock his collar with a smile. We can do this the easy way, nephew, or the hard way. It's really your choice. I hold up the remote. He gives me a hard stare. It doesn't matter what you do, I'll send the photos of you to the police. I smile again and shock him. How? If you're at the mercy of me and my family, and you're never near a phone. That's the hard way, by the way. He groans in pain and starts to panic. You know, dear nephew, that the Sibian works for men, too? You want to tell me your password? He meets my eyes and he wavers and then spits at me. Oh, boys, let's get my nephew to the chair. He struggles as they strip him out of his clothes, leaving him just in the shock collar. I look at Eric and I ask, should I be nice and give him lube? Eric laughs cruelly. Make him give the toy a blowjob if he wants a wet. Fuck. He can do it himself. Good call. Turn him around, I say. tell that Eric's had this done to him before. And my nephew struggles, but ultimately, he ends up on his knees in front of the chair. Password or suck the toy? He starts humiliatingly giving the toy a wet blowjob as we all laugh in delight. I kiss Eric on the cheek. My nephew is deep-throating and gagging on the toy, desperate to get it wet. Eric pushes his head down mockingly and asks if he enjoys giving as much as he enjoys receiving. There's tears running down his face, and he looks at me begging for forgiveness. I say one word. Password. He starts to answer, but shakes his head. I whisper in his ear, I was hoping you'd fight. Let's get him on the chair. Push him down, boys. He groans as he's forced down the dildo slide deep inside his ass as he takes the entire length. I smile and say, get used to that. You get the Sibian next. He tries to get back up, but Eric and my husband quickly lock him into place. He struggles, but there's no escape. He hooks up the electrical pads, Eric does, and hands me the controls. I turn it to the lowest setting first. With amusement, I notice his cock is getting hard as he's forced to ride the dildo with each electrical shock. How's it feel, Johnny? He groans in a mixture of agony and arousal. Pre-cum's dripping from the tip of his cock. Please, Auntie. I'm sorry. You are? Yes, I'm sorry. Password, Johnny. Eric walks behind me and starts kissing my neck. I can feel his cock throbbing. The combination of seeing me in control and having Johnny at our complete subjugation. He whispers, turn up the intensity. I smile at my husband and crank it 2 more notches. Johnny gives out a breathless cry, and you hear him say a string of numbers. One more time? I turn it down a notch. He repeats the numbers and slumps in the chair, defeated. Eric, get me his phone. Let's make sure. Eric hands me the phone and I punch in the passwords. All the photos are loaded into emails ready to send. He had dirt on everyone and was playing them along by force. Eric, Stacy, all of them. I delete the emails and all the photos. And I hand the phone to my husband. He shudders, contemplating how he narrowly escaped. Letting him go won't work. He'll just cause trouble again. Eric smiles and suggests blackmailing him into submission would be his just desserts. I nod and laugh. Eric's hands go to my pierced nipples and kiss my neck as I scroll through the options of people to call. I smile at my husband, who's enjoying watching me with the younger man. Eric whispers in my ear, a ride on the Sibian would make a perfect photo opportunity to start the series. I think you're right. Let's put the biggest toy on it. My husband sets up the machine, and Johnny struggles briefly. But we mount him and cuff his hands to his ankles. I start cranking up the vibration. Pre-cum starts shooting out of his cock, and I snap a photo. He groans in arousal and agony. It doesn't take long for him to start to explode. I reach back and start stroking Eric's cock. Johnny stares at us with jealousy. My husband strokes himself as he watches Eric and I. I kneel down and take Eric into my mouth and suck him into my throat greedily. You could have had this, Johnny, but you got greedy. He starts to protest. But his protests turn to moan as we crank the Sibian back up again. Slowly amping it up, I put my ass out for my husband to play with as I suck on Eric's cock, less than a foot from Johnny's face. I pant desperately. He pants desperately too, an orgasm building. Eric groans at my attentions and tugs on my collar. My husband starts fucking me as Eric fucks my mouth. On the edge of orgasm, Johnny's begging from the Sibian. So close, so I turn off the vibration. He struggles as he desperately wants to come. Eric and my husband fill me with their cum, and I look at him and remember what he made Stacy do at the party. Get him off the Sibian, boys, and lay him down on his back, I say. Guests are coming, my dear nephew, and you better finish the cream pie before they show up. He desperately starts to lick me, and I push down against his face. Make me come, or you don't breathe. He chokes it down, gagging, and and licks my pussy clean as I come on his face. Good boy. I lock his cock inside the chastity cage he meant for my husband and go to get the doorbell. Perhaps one day, sweet nephew, this will teach you what goes around comes around. All the girls come in and laugh to see him all strung up. I look at the maid uniform that I've discarded to change into regular clothes, and we start making you get dressed in it, Johnny. He starts to protest, but I raise the shock collar remote and tease him with it. I think maybe, Johnny, that we should pierce your nipples too. My husband nods and plays with my new piercings. The girls giggle at seeing their tormentor attired and humbled. Each girl poses in naughty pictures with him. Most of them we've streaked their makeup and made them look like he's forcing them to do something. Eric forces Johnny to his knees and forces him to service him for the camera. Goes around, comes around. Johnny knows what this means, but there's nothing he can do. So do you know what this means, Johnny? Tell me. It means I have to do what you say, he says. His cock throbs harder with the confession. And if you don't, you'll use the photos, he whispers. So be a good boy, run off to bed, and keep the cage on for now. Auntie? Yes. He kneels down and kisses my feet. Can I please go in the chair again? His face goes crimson with the confession that he liked it. Even caged, you want to go? He nods silently. It turned me on seeing your son get used. Did you want to be him? He looks at my feet and goes beet red. How about we spit roast you tonight? and you can go in the chair tomorrow. He nods with a dribble of pre-cum leaking from his caged cock. My husband comes up behind him and takes his ass as Eric takes his face. They pound him across the table while the girls giggle. We put him to bed, used and caged. All he can do is whisper a thank you as he climbs into bed. Eric smiles at me and says he's ready to take me up on my side of the deal. In his hands is the shock collar. And I realize I've just traded one dom for another.